Good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. It is noon, so it's time for our show. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to be back. And remember, download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or for your Android device. Really great. Here's what the app does when you download it. At the touch of a button now, you have instant access to all the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. And we threw in the Florida Administrative Code. That's going to come real in handy during election season, which has actually started for many of you. You can also listen to any of our past Condo Craze show instantly. You can go directly to our website, see who our sponsors are. You can go to the website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. You can instantly send us questions and comments even while we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. We'll talk about that in a minute. Read all of our blog articles. Tomorrow's topic: no, you can't see all of the association's official records. Think again. And this is all in one new Condo Craze and HOAs app, again, for your iPhone or Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. And, well, we're back after what feels like a really, really long two-week absence. And it's great to be back. And I, for one, hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And even though we're approaching the time of year that typically slows down, we coast into a new year, it looks like you're going to be busy this week at the South Florida Cooperator Condo HOA and Co-op Expo in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday.
Yeah, I will, Karen. And each year this event really seems to get bigger and better. Matter of fact, I was driving here today, heard a fantastic commercial for the event, and it's going to really be something special. This Thursday, December 11th, 7:45 a.m., I have the honor of kicking off the event at the Broward Convention Center with our Condo Craze Board certification course. There are so many people registered for this Thursday's course. It's going to be jam-packed, and the expo was really fantastic last year and the year before that. Always very well attended. Hundreds of booths have been sold already. There's going to be lots of other educational opportunities as well, and by all accounts, like I said, this is even going to be bigger and better than last year. And in fact, to tell us just how great this event's going to be, let's welcome to the show's owner, Henry Robbins. Welcome to the show, Henry. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Henry?
Hey, no, this is Ron. Hi, Eric.
Oh, pick up the wrong line there. Hold on. We're going to put you back on hold there, Ron. Henry, you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
There you are. Welcome to the show, Henry. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. We just landed in Tampa because we're getting warmed up down here in Tampa.
Oh, right. That's right. You have a show actually coming, Tuesday of this week. You're going to deal with that in Tampa, and then you're on your way to South Florida.
Absolutely. Well, then we're going to be bringing the show to the Broward Convention Center.
Absolutely. Can't wait for Thursday. Like I said, I heard a great commercial for the show while driving here today, and by all accounts, it's going to be even bigger and better than it was the past 2 years. But, here we are, like you say, just a few days away from the South Florida Condo HOA and Co-op Expo. And, you know, tell us, are you ready to get the party started, Henry, like always?
Absolutely. You know, we've been working pretty diligently, you know, for the last 363 days to organize it, get it together. It's going to be the largest trade show of its kind in our industry. We have over 340 exhibitors.
Wow.
We've got 7 educational events. We've got free advice booths. We're people can get information from the lawyers and the CPAs and disaster recovery companies as well.
I got to say something. Henry is by far the most dedicated person I've ever seen to actually putting these together. The event actually ends, you know, let's say 7 o'clock at night. By the next morning, we're all exhausted, and Henry's contacting you the next morning. So what do you think about it? How can we make it better? What about next year? You want to talk about a guy that's devoted, this is the guy that's on the phone. So,
nice.
Again, my compliments, Henry. But besides meeting over 300 service providers, you know, I know the day is going to be filled with educational opportunities of all kinds. And you really tell us the kind of classes that the attendees are going to be able to take throughout the day.
Well, after your CEU board class, we've got one being given by ASOCIA, Association Services of Florida.
A sponsor of the show, absolutely.
Right, they're one of our corporate sponsors. It's about communications and about the management with the boards. Then we've got a collection, SNAP. Mitch Trimmer will be giving Community Association Collection. That's a CEU class. And then also we've got another one by a... Honeywell is partnering with a local provider about getting those unwanted fees on those false alarms.
Yes, right.
And then we actually just picked up the Broward Board of Health is doing smoke out, the benefits of managing smoke-free properties.
Oh, that's awesome, because we get asked about that on the show all the time. How could we make our condo smoke-free?
Well, they're going to be there. They've got a program in place, and they're very excited about coming. And then later towards the end of the day, we've got the state of Florida doing another board CEU class. And then, just so you know, Eric, we're also running 3 apartment management seminars.
Yeah, tell us about that. This year you added apartments.
Well, yeah, what we're doing is it deals with pest control in multifamily buildings. Actually, it's applicable to the condos as well. And whose job is it taking responsibility for maintenance issues? And last but not least, are you ready for emergency preparedness?
Fantastic. Really, the educational opportunities should really be taken advantage by everybody that attends, and you can start it. I think we're kicking off the event 7:45 in the morning, I mean really early this time, and it's going to run really throughout the day. So a lot for everybody to take advantage of. And if that isn't enough, I know you assembled a bunch of experts to help answer questions throughout the day as well.
Right. We've got advice booths. We've got... 1 hour slots. There'll be four people running at a time, and we've got attorneys, banks, construction companies, CPAs, disaster restoration. So throughout the whole day, people can go by and stop by those booths, and there's a schedule. When they get to the show, they'll see if they want to talk to an attorney or they want to talk to a CPA. They can figure out what time during the day those people will be available, and they're all top-notch providers.
Well, and I remember last year at the end, people were walking out with all kinds of prizes that they won at your event. I know the same thing is going to happen again this year, all kinds of prize giveaways?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the vendors supply different things, but we, the cooperator, is having for board members only, we will, the winner of our door prize gets $2,500 that goes towards their reserve fund.
Wow.
That's the association.
That is a significant prize. That would help anybody's reserve fund dramatically. That's great. And how much is this event for everybody to attend?
Nada. Totally free.
Really? That's why it's going to be so well attended. Such a fun place to be on Thursday. And it sounds to me, really, if you're going to, on a board of directors or a manager, someone who simply lives in your community and wants to learn about the inner workings of associations in Florida, there's no better place in the world for you to be on that day. You start by getting certified. You can take all kinds of classes all day long, meet with all kinds of experts for your community. This is the place to be, Henry.
Yep, it's where buildings meet services.
Well, how can our listeners find out more about the show?
FL-Expo.com. FL-Expo.com.
Okay, and again, time and place Thursday, Henry?
Broward Convention Center over at the port on South 17th Street. It opens the doors at 10 o'clock and it runs till 4:30.
Right, but remember, if we're going to take the course, you got to be there by 7:45. We get the ball rolling really early on Thursday, and I know I can't wait for the show to get here already. Henry, I really look forward to seeing you there on Thursday, and I know that a lot of our listeners from the show are going to be there as well. And really, thank you so much for being on the show today, and again, look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Eric. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you so much, Henry. All right, I tell you, it's going to be a great show. Real always is, and it's a lot of fun. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we'll find out whether or not our listeners had a good Thanksgiving and what they were thankful for in their communities around the state. And we'll actually talk about a case that was filed in Naples by a homeowner who simply wants to know if he can see the information regarding what the employees of the association earn. 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And then, by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, how about before we go further, let's take Ron from Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hey, sorry about the mix-up with the phone.
No, it's not your fault, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I got a new management company. The guy decided to leave us. It's called the Elite, the ELITE Management Associates for Countryside now.
Don't know who they are, but I know you had a question.
Yes, I got my shower fixed, and I'm very thankful for that. And my question is, when a relative passes on or a parent that takes care of somebody like myself, what's going to happen with my condo? Can you give me some kind of insight on that?
Sure. As a matter of fact, let's do this, Chris. Let's put Ron on hold, because there's a lot that actually goes into answer that question. In Florida, the bottom line is property passes by what the deed actually says, okay? And so what I advise a lot of senior citizens to do, including my own mom, is that you want to make sure whenever possible that, you know, you people don't like to do it, but you like to prepare for the fact that one day, you know, you're not going to be around and your property should pass to your children or whoever else you want it to pass to without the need of having to put those people who eventually get it, of having to put them through the probate process, which could be lengthy, which could be costly. So the best thing for parents to do, let's say, you know, you have a child you want to leave your property to, or children, is you take your property and you do a deed from the parents to the children, reserving what's called a life estate in the parents. So the bottom line is, while the parents are still alive, the parents still get to live in it, and upon their death, it passes automatically to the children without having it go through the probate process. It just passes automatically. You record the death certificate of the parent, and then automatically, with nothing else to do, title is automatically vested in the children. And that's the way to do it if you live in Florida. It prevents you, again, it prevents your children from having to go now after you pass away through the lengthy costly expense of filing a probate action in court. So again, it's called reserving a life estate, doing a life estate deed. Those of you who have not already done so may want to think about that. If you have any questions about it, give us a call in the office at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. All right, if you have any calls about anything else in the world of condos or HOAs, give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. All right, while we were out on Thanksgiving break, I wrote a blog and I asked everybody to stop complaining about their association, please, just for one day. No complaints for one day. You know, I asked for just for today, in the spirit of Thanksgiving holiday, you have to write things on our blog that you're thankful for in your community, no matter what. You know, it's like when you go to a marriage therapist and the therapist demands you say something nice about your spouse, no matter what you really think.
Oh, my God, I can't think of anything.
No, you're right. Well, I told our listeners or our blog readers, you got to think of something nice to say about your association today. So start us off, Karen.
All right, so let's see what our blog readers wrote. Scott?
Well, okay, first we have Patricia Rossi, and she says, I'm thankful for finishing my responses to the lawsuit my HOA has slapped on me that was due today. I need prayers and good vibes sent my way.
Do you see what I'm talking about there? Don't you feel the love? Isn't that a nice thing to write? You see the holiday spirit there? You know, we're on to something. All right, who's next there, Karen?
Well, Joe said, I'm thankful, and not every board member in the community is apathetic, self-serving, and a hypocrite.
You see what I'm talking about? I'm getting goosebumps here. Don't you feel that Thanksgiving love? You know, who knew everybody can be so nice in their community? But bring on the holidays. But no, this wasn't exactly what I was hoping for from our readers. But that's how the blog started off until we got to Nancy. Nancy Noonan writes in, and she says, it's not hard for me to be thankful for so many things. After family and dear friends, I'm thankful for the community I live in. Aside from occasional things that rise to the level of concern, we have a reasonably well-managed community with very nice people who are welcoming new residents. This is how I felt when we moved into Stonecrest Development in Summerfield, Florida, Marion County. I'm surrounded by very nice and thoughtful neighbors. The thing most of our community is really looking forward to is turnover, which will take place December 5th. That will be the day a new board of directors will be elected to manage the community and become fiduciaries for the homeowners. We will no longer be developer-controlled. And I wound up talking to Nancy, and that did, in fact, happen Friday night. And there is a new board, and the unit owners are now in control of themselves. And see, so all things
nice.
Can be well in
I know
community.
Nancy.
And Nancy, that was nice to write in.
That was very sweet.
Yes. Yeah, with comments about your neighbors like that, when it's pretty easy to see who the first president of that association actually should be.
Yeah, well, following that up, we have a comment here from Walter, and Walter states that, I am thankful for not being arrested the other day when the HOA told the police that I have not paid my dues and blamed me for stealing their sign and painting it. I am also grateful that the police officer lives in the community where she and the others are dealing with some of the same issues as I am.
Yeah, that you just don't see Walter inviting his board members to the Thanksgiving table on that one, right? Yeah.
No, I don't really see anybody inviting their board members to the Thanksgiving table.
Well, Susan said, I'm thankful for my wonderful family and for them putting up with all the grief I go through with the present board. I'm thankful for people like Eric, Jan, and Darlis for giving the people who live in HOAs a bit of hope with past and future legislation. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and thank you for all of your hard work.
All right. Thank you, Susan. And as a matter of fact, here's some big news in regards to that future legislation we're trying to have passed. Mm. And again, we call it our HOA reform bill. And next week, everybody don't forget this, next week right here on the show, our guest is going to be Senator Alan Hayes. And make no mistake about it, this is the guy who has previously and is about to do it again, go to bat for HOA members and condo members in the state. Senator Hayes is going to tell everybody what he wants to accomplish for associations in this upcoming legislative session, and it's really a great time for our listeners to call in with their questions. Again, that's next week right here on the Condo Craze and HOA show. Senator Alan Hayes will be our guest. So write those questions down and remember to ask it next week. All right, how about we go to Elizabeth in Boca Raton. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, good. Thank you, Attorney Glazier. My question pertains to the issue we were talking about a few moments ago about transferring property, and I forget what you called the deed.
Life estate deed.
Yes. Is that preferable to a revocable trust?
I don't know much about trust, to tell you the truth, but to a very simplified process. I'm talking a very simplified process is to take up the property that you own. Let's say you don't own it in a trust right now. It's, you know, in a married couple's name or in a sole survivor's name, and you take that property and you just let's say you have a child named John. So it's the deed from Elizabeth to John, reserving a life estate in Elizabeth. So God forbid something happens to Elizabeth, the property passes to John automatically. Without the hassle of going through probate. That's the easy way to do it. That's how we've done it in my family, and we do that for people all year long.
That sounds like it'd be terrific if a person doesn't have a revocable trust, but the revocable trust is just as simple. Upon the death of the person who's made the trust and the death certificate, it immediately goes to the person named as the...
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. That doesn't necessarily mean that the trust doesn't have to go through a probate. And
no, it doesn't. That's my understanding.
Yeah, well, then that trust document may have to be recorded, and oftentimes they're not. So you may want to talk to an attorney who specializes in that area. But the simplified process, again, the simplified process to do it with a life estate deed. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate the phone call. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one, Mo.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards, to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Hard work never killed anybody. But why take a chance? This is 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain
drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis, and we're here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls. If you have any questions about your condo or HOA, give us a call at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, remember, everybody, a board member has to be certified within 1 year before getting elected to or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if they don't, they are removed from the board. And one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course that has now certified over 8,500 people all across the state of Florida.
It's amazing. So where else will you be teaching?
All right. As you know, as Henry told us earlier, on December 11th, this Thursday, 7:45 a.m., at the South Florida Cooperator Expo in Fort Lauderdale, a lot of people are going to be attending that. And then January 14th, we're going to be in Orlando. Big news. Our listeners in Central Florida want us to go there, and we will be going there. So we put a fantastic expo together at the Convention Center in Orlando for January 14th. We're going to be doing our board cert seminar, and we're going to follow it up by actually doing the radio show live in front of a studio audience. Really can't wait to meet everybody. There's going to be vendors from all over the state showing you products and services to benefit your community. Lots of educational courses, free food all day long as well. And, you know, we normally do it right when we put on a show down here, and it's going to be done the same way. Free parking for the first 500 cars. We'll have a main stage. We'll be interviewing people, answering community association questions. And really, the place is going to have a party atmosphere, because we even hired a DJ, and the idea is to really make it fun, you know, something different. It's going to be a great event for everybody in Central Florida. You asked us to come there, we're going to be there.
Big
time. Absolutely, and we'll hopefully do it a little different, a lot more fun than what you may be used to. And if you want to see more about this particular event, go to expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. And now our schedule is out also for 2015. We added some more events. February 21st, we're going to be in beautiful Bonita Springs at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa. That's always a really nice place to do the seminar. And we'll be back here in Hollywood March 21st, 8 o'clock in the morning at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Again, March 21st, 8 o'clock in the morning, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
I notice you're doing more mornings than nights.
Yes, absolutely, because people don't mind getting up early, eating some good breakfast and lunch, and making a day out of it.
Right. So how does everybody register for any of these events?
All right, well, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Sorry, I stole your thunder there, Scott.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I get to talk about this every week, usually. But, yeah, you can go to the website, and if you're smart enough to download our new app, it's really easy to find, www.condocrazeandhoas.com, and you can just click on register for our seminars, and you're going to get an email confirmation once you're registered.
All right, let's do this. How about we take Claude in Winter Haven? How are you, Claude?
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
My question is very good, thank you. Yourself?
Okay, how can we help you?
I belong to an HOA. There's 13 homes. It was built in 2000. The developer kept two units, which gives him about 86% control. At what point does he have to turn it over?
You see, unfortunately, unlike in a condo is very simple. Condo, the turnover provisions are once the declaration of condominium is recorded for a period of 7 years, there's automatic turnover in the condo, and we really, really try desperately to have that done for HOA members, and we could not get the legislature to actually agree with us in that regard. So it's a little more complicated in an HOA, and the statute that you want to look at is 720.307 when you get a chance, and it's basically 3 months after 90% of all the parcels in the community that's going to ultimately be operated by the homeowners have been conveyed to members. That's generally, you know, the clause that kicks in that normally requires the turnover. Again, it's 3 months after 90% of the parcels on all phases of the community that's going to be ultimately operated by the homeowners association when they've been conveyed. If the documents require turnover at a quicker time, that's great. Normally they don't. There's another provision where it says if upon the developer abandoning or deserting its responsibility to maintain the common elements, that's oftentimes very, very difficult to prove. But there's a presumption that the developer abandoned and deserted the property if the developer hasn't paid assessments for 2 years. So sometimes you can win on that. But to make a long story short, take a look at that statute. And again, unfortunately for people that live in an HOA, it's oftentimes a lot more complicated to force turnover in an HOA than it is in a condo. But we'd certainly like to see the law changed in that regard. But if you have specific questions about your community, you know, because we'd have to get into whether or not those units are still for sale or not, whether or not the developer's paying assessments. So if you have specific... Yeah. Well, again, every situation, every community might be different. So give us a call in the office, 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we'd be glad to find out more specifically about your community. Okay? How about we go to Nora in Boca? How are you, Nora?
Yes, hi. I just have one question for you. How much would that cost, the life estate deed?
To record the deed is typically like $10. That's all that the county charges. True. Yeah, it's 10, and then, you know, again, whatever the attorneys would typically charge. Typically, it's about an hour or so of attorney's time.
That's all it costs is $10?
Well, $10 to record it, and then, of course, the attorney's fee, whatever the attorney's fee would be charged by the
couple hundred bucks. Well, what would it be? Are you in Boca?
Our office is in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's far.
Okay.
I'll have to ask the attorney.
Okay. Thank you, Nora. Thanks for the phone call.
Boca,
so far from Fort Lauderdale.
No,
maybe
Nora.
She doesn't drive. What can I tell you? Yeah. All right. Everybody remember the weatherman from NBC News in New York? Dr. Frank Field.
He's your buddy.
Frank, what a great guy. Well, he wound up in his own condo fight, and he came to speak to me about it. And, you know, today we actually email each other all the time. And I remember when I first met him for the first time, I was like, you're the guy I look to find out whether or not I have school tomorrow because of the snowstorm.
Sorry, right. Did you ask a South Florida audience what they remembered a weatherman from 30 years ago in New York?
I bet you there's a lot of people. Ever you lived in New York, you knew Dr. Frank Field, really a great guy. And before we actually go to the next story, he sent me this next story suggesting that our listeners may be interested in this. And the bottom line is, all's not quiet at Village Walk of Naples. It's an 850-home HOA on Florida's West Coast, and it's all because a homeowner wants to know the salaries of the employees of the association. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour, and when we get back, we'll find out whether or not unit owners in a condo or HOA are actually able to find out what the employees earn. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home, your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 if your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. 4243, AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro. We're taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Get free attorney advice, 877-850-8585.
All right, before we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that Dr. Frank Field sent me an interesting case to actually talk about on the air. And like we said, it involves Village Walk of Naples, a homeowner association on Florida's West Coast, and there's a unit owner over there who simply wants to know the salaries of the employees of the association, and the board apparently says he's not entitled to that information.
Yeah, and the whole fight basically revolves around the fact that Florida Statute 718.111. So, you know, Eric, I just want to get this clear here for a second. It's an HOA or a condo?
This is actually a condo.
Okay, so you called it an HOA.
Oh, 718, all right, yeah. 720, you're correct, right.
Yeah, it's so poorly worded. Our listeners, okay, here's the thing, though. You're entitled usually to everything. You're entitled to see anything that your association has, and they are required to keep it by law for 7 years. Now, if they don't have it, sometimes that can create a problem. But if they do have it, you're entitled to see it. But there are a few exceptions. And one of those exceptions are personnel records, because the statute basically says, you know, if the records are the personal information of the employees, you know, the type of things you would want to keep confidential, and you would want a subpoena to disclose to, you know, someone else if they were just seeking records in a law case. Right, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
you know, it's usually personnel records of your employees, medical information, and then things that are attorney-client privilege, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. Right. But so, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but so you know, while the statute's not super specific about what constitutes a personnel record, you know, the statute says unit owners
can't see payroll records to some extent because, I mean, what else would be a personnel record if not that? But on the other hand, you can see a contract between them and the employee or with the organization that runs them. So,
it's a strange statute.
Can decipher what they're paying out of the budget. Right. So,
it makes you guess. You can't see personnel records, but then it says, but personnel records doesn't include written employment agreements with the association employee or the management company, or budgetary or financial records that indicate the compensation paid to that employee. It's strange.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. So,
On the one hand, you got the statute says the unit owners can't see payroll records, but on the other hand, you can see that the contract, you can actually see the contract with the employee, which would state how much they make. And you can see budgetary or financial records that indicate the compensation paid to that employee. So I don't really know what that statute's trying to really say. I think it's a ridiculous fight, though. But, it's difficult to think of a record that would be both a payroll record that can't be seen, but at the same time, it's a budgetary or financial record that indicates compensation that can be seen. So, again, the statute's poorly worded. It's absurd. And in my humble opinion, and we're asked this question all the time, Scott, the unit owners themselves, they're the ones here that are paying the salaries of the employees. And if I'm making the call, of course you're entitled to know what the employees earn.
Well, I mean, the other way you can look at it is it's a corporation, right?
Yep.
And just because you're the shareholders of a corporation doesn't necessarily mean you're entitled to all of the records of the corporation. Technically, if you're a corporation, while your profits usually pay, the revenue that you bring in usually pay your overhead, like your employee salaries, but shareholders get less dividends because they're paying, your employee salaries. Yeah. So if you own a share of AT&T or whatever, you're kind of in a way paying the employee salaries, but you're certainly not entitled to their personnel records from AT&T.
No, absolutely. And I think, the purpose of the statute really was that you don't want people seeing the Social Security numbers, like on a payroll check, or the address of the employees, things of that nature. But what's the big deal in finding out what they earn?
Well, I guess the way you could do it is if you can actually just do an official inquiry and just ask how much they're making.
Yep. Well, this case is now currently before a circuit judge in Collier County, and I got to tell you, I'm actually rooting for the unit owners on this one. Like I said, we get calls all the time from people asking whether or not they're entitled to know what the employees of their association earn. And I think it's also interesting to note there's another way to get this information, at least if you live in a condo, because unit owners are allowed to send a letter to the board which actually asks a question, and that form is called a unit owner inquiry. And if the board fails to respond to that question and the case goes to litigation, the condo debt doesn't get attorney's fees against that owner, even if they prevail. So if you want that info in a condo, you may want to send a unit owner inquiry. Might be another way to go. But again, like I said, I think you're entitled to know what the employees in your association earn if you're in fact a unit owner. All right, like we always say, our app allows you to contact us during the show. So we get a question just now from Mary in Jupiter. And Mary writes in, Eric, last year at our annual meeting in an HOA, a member nominated somebody by proxy as a floor nominee. For those of you in a condo, you don't know what we're talking about, but in an HOA, when you have your annual meeting, someone can stand up and say, I nominate Joe Schmo for the board of directors. So apparently that's what happened here. And the person who was nominated wasn't present to accept the nomination. We found out afterward he didn't even know he was nominated. I couldn't find anything in the statutes to address this. What's the best way to handle this situation like this in the future? Thanks, Mary. This is a great question. This actually happened in an association that I represent, and I kind of knew it was going to happen. So I actually asked some attorneys who practice in this area what they thought. Got kind of mixed results. But my opinion is absolutely the person who is nominated should be there to accept the nomination. If not, you have a possibility for an absolute calamity. You can have four or five people nominated at your annual meeting. All of them can wind up getting elected. They all get back from – none of them are there to accept the nomination. They all get back from vacation and they all say, what the hell did you nominate me for? I don't want to be on this crazy board of directors. I'm out. Now what do you do? Do you start over? Or does the only one person who actually was nominated and accepted, does that person now get to appoint the rest of the board? So I have no problem if the association, it's a shame the statute doesn't address this, but I have no problem if the association said, you know what, if you're not here to accept the nomination, your nomination is not going to count, so your nomination will be rejected. But good, good question. All right, in the few minutes we got left, how about Linda from Lake Worth?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. In your limited time, I'll talk briefly. I was a manager of Human Resources Department, and the reason you're able to see a contract is you are entitled to know what somebody is paid, but you're not entitled to see a payroll because of the deductions that are possibly there.
Okay.
They could be child support or...
Very
good.
Know, excellent point. I agree.
Your docs or whatever the IRS does when they withhold money. Things like that.
Sure. Now, suppose let's get your opinion on this. Now, that's a very good point that, quite frankly, I missed. There might be some deductions. There might be liens. There might be garnishments, child support obligations. Very, very good. That's a great answer. But let's say the association was able to redact that, you know, block it out from the person's paycheck. Certainly, the association members should be able to know what that person earns.
Or they could just write down what they earn.
Why would you need a check if you have a contract?
Well, no.
You can read the annual amount. Why would you need an individual paycheck?
Because I'll tell you right now, I can't tell you how many community association managers and employees are working right now for associations without a contract. They don't have any contract whatsoever. And so now how do you find out that information?
Or third-party companies that assign them to the communities that they work at.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick question on my own, though, for our condos? It's been raised. Every year, our board gives out bonuses to the we have a management company, and we have on-site employees, or they have on-site employees on our site, and we give bonuses to them. Several people have been very upset about that recently because we've had to have fee increases, maintenance increases. And it's been questioned whether it's legal or not.
This is funny because this comes up every single year, whether or not the board can give bonuses. And technically, the technical answer is the board shouldn't be spending money on things that are not contained in the budget. That's the technical answer. The practical answer is those people that are objecting to it are nothing but a bunch of Scrooges. These people work hard all the year, et cetera.
Yeah.
But the legal answer, I think the legal answer, if I had to answer it that way, all right, that's what we have to do here, is anything that the association spends on should be in the budget. The board just doesn't have discretion.
It is in the budget.
Oh, if it's budgeted for, then that's it. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we budget for it.
Okay, then there's nothing to talk about. Most of the time, the question is related to it's not in the budget, but the board is giving out, bonuses to some people.
Okay.
That's a more difficult question.
It's a violation of 718, one particular person, because it's use of common funds.
No, absolutely not. I have no problem with the board budgeting for it if it's passed if it's noted in the budget and passed at a properly noticed budget meeting. No problem at all.
Okay,
Linda?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the phone call.
Interesting call.
Absolutely. Very good phone call. That brings us to the end of another week. It did go fast. I guess big game for the Dolphins today, Scotty?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Go Dolphins. And thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. See you again same time next week. Be well, everybody.